Jeff, and thank y'all for having me here tonight. I appreciate it. I'm really proud to announce tonight I got a really good endorsement last week from Sheriff Thomas Brown. I am absolutely thrilled that the county sheriff feels so strongly that he wants me to be reelected to go back and work for law enforcement. And y'all may have found in the paper and some news items on some of the law enforcement victim protection legislation that I passed last year, or this past session. I was at dinner with my friend Eileen over on Savoy Drive back during the session, and I get a call from the GBI director. And he's like, "Jill, I need your help." I'm like, "Really? You need my help? What can I do?" He says, "Hustler Magazine has filed an open records request for the nude photographs of a murdered crime victim who was bludgeoned and decapitated and raped in North Georgia." And he says, "We cannot allow a victim of crime this heinous in Georgia to be exploited by Larry Flint, Hustler Magazine. Jill, you're the person to stop it." Over the weekend, I got together with lawyers and I talked to the victim's mother over the phone on several occasions. It was heartbreaking. She was a strong one. She says, "Jill, you've got to go out, you've got to tell the story, and if we can't protect my daughter, maybe we can protect future victims." So based upon legislation that was passed during the Dale Earnhardt when he was killed during the accident, on his autopsy pictures, we were able to pass legislation this year to prohibit the dissemination of crime scene photographs for nude and dismembered victims. This woman will now be able to rest in peace, and we will know that a smarmy pornographic magazine will not be publishing her photographs for the purpose of making money off of it. Folks, they specifically asked for her post-mortem photographs and rape kit photos. That's what they wanted to publish. We made it illegal, and we have other states now following the model of this legislation to hopefully protect victims in other states too. I was very, very pleased this year also that the GBI brought me down and gave me my own crime scene hat to wear. And so that was a great honor that they take me under their wing and taught me some of their tricks and have allowed me to advocate for them at the Capitol. One of the nice things that I like to do and I actually enjoy doing is uncovering waste and corruption in government. We have a lot of discussion about what MARTA does with all our tax money. The last 3 years, MARTA has spent $70 million on escalator repair and maintenance. $70 million in 3 years. We have asked MARTA to provide the documentation and the sign-offs for all the contracts. We're still waiting on those 6 months later. And if they're not forthcoming, we may have to use the Attorney General to get those documents in. We're going to find out where that $70 million went. They could have replaced every one of those escalators over twice, probably, in the last 3 years for that amount. But in the same time period, last year they gave the direct general manager of MARTA an $83,000 pay increase. So if you have enough money to spend $70 million on escalators that don't work, and you can still give the general manager an $83,000 pay increase, that makes it look like you've got problems, but when you stop having, as their outside auditor called it, a material misstatement on undeclared funds. Oh my gosh, a material misstatement, that's an accounting term for lie. And they were able to put in their outside audit how MARTA, through some of their Cayman Island transactions for lease in, lease outs, had actually understated their assets by millions and millions of dollars off the books. We're going to make MARTA put these back on the books. And with the new legislation we passed this year, we're going to be merging all transit systems into one big system in the next 18 to 24 months. And that's something exciting that I'm looking forward to working for. In the meantime, let's go out and have some fun this summer. We have Georgia State Park pamphlets. And yes, these are 2009, but they're still accurate, and we can recycle them by using them again and not having to print some more. I've got these up here, and if anybody's interested, I'd be happy to let you have a copy. My name is Jill Chambers. I've been proud and honored to represent District 81 in the Georgia House for the last 8 years. I would be honored to have your support so I can continue working in the same direction. Thank you.